So I told you guys I went and I worked at one of the theaters for free in order to help out Tina, because Tina was doing the job because the other guy wasn't there anymore and yada, yada, yada. I found out the short version of what happened. The person who's supposed to be doing the job, that Tina is now doing that job, even though she quit that job and was supposed to be leaving and retiring and spending time with her husband. The guy they gave the job to had some sort of breakdown and quit because he's a sound guy. Look, in theater, people who do sound are to the rest of the people in theater what women with venereal diseases are to the rest of the female population. Would those of you who own theaters please stop hiring sound people to do jobs? Stop. Over at the Umbrella Corporation, we, the royal we, hired a sound guy. He's already quit. Stop hiring people who do sound for a living. They are unbalanced and they're fucked up in the head, okay? Will you just fucking stop it? Speaking of things that need to stop, what needs to stop is people bothering me when I'm trying to enjoy my vacation. Unless you are a cute girl, I need you to get the fuck away from me. God, it just keeps fucking coming. And this is Stating the Obvious podcast. It keeps coming also. It's been coming for 13 fucking years. This is episode, what episode is this? Episode 490, closing in on 500. Are you great one? Are you going to do something special? No, I'm just going to record a fucking episode. That's what episode 500 is probably going to be. Though I do need to re-record the introduction episode and update that. I also need to update the fact. Anyway. Oh, I got an email. Somebody sent me and they said, on your website, what does FAQ stand for? Does that stand for fuck all queers? I didn't even respond because no, it stands for frequently asked questions, you morons. Guys, if your IQ is smaller than your shoe size, please don't bother me. If you are not a cute girl or you don't have a triple digit IQ, don't bother me. I don't have time for this shit. So I went to the library today, speaking of cute girls, saw some cute girls while I was there. And, hang on, I gotta swoosh the tea bag around, not that kind of tea bag. I gotta swoosh the tea bag around because I'm making myself some hot mint tea. You know, all I want to do is relax. I want to play some computer games. I played some computer games yesterday. That's why you didn't get a linkage on... What day did you not get a linkage? I'm sure I'll hear about it. The 19th of December. I said I was going to do a linkage. I didn't get around to doing a linkage. Because the day before, I played a fucking computer game. I played some Dungeon Siege 2. I had a good fucking time. Fuck you, alright? It's my life. God damn it. Went to the library today. Where's my shit? Trying to find things. I'm not well organized right this minute because I just finished eating and just wanted to bang out a podcast. This is the third podcast I've recorded today. Today being the 19th of December in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trumpenfuhrer, 2017. I almost said 2019. I'm jumping into the future. Maybe by 2019 he'll have built that wall that we were promised. Yeah, just like Obama's going to shut down Guantanamo Bay. So I went to the library, saw some cute girls. It was exciting. It was exciting for me because I like girls. And I'm looking on the shelf where they have the new books. And I see a book. And I picked it up. And I opened it. And I started reading. And I had to bring this home. It's like a girl. I had to bring it home. Oh, man. This is fun. All right, just here we go. Let me stop talking about it and let's just do this. The title of the book is Between XX and XY. Intersexuality. These words, these made up words. I can't even fucking say them because it's an embarrassment to even pronounce these words. Like microaggressions. if you actually use the word microaggressions in any way other than making fun of people who use the word microaggressions, there's something wrong with you. Intersexuality and the Myth of Two Sexes by Gerald N. Callahan, PhD. I didn't even think about this. Does it have his picture in the back anywhere? Where's Gerald? How do you, all right, hold on. Where's the old Google at? Let's find, how much you want to bet this is a soy boy looking beta male? Come on, interwebs. My internet is slow. It must be net neutrality has been repealed. Yeah, the corporations are out to get me. That's why I'm going to keep buying Apple products, though, because I hate corporations. Gerald N. Callahan. No fucking way. Here he is right here. Author. I'm sure there's a lot of Gerald Callahans, but hold on. Just everyone wait. Make sure I got the right one here. Does it say between? Oh, here we go. Okay. Professor, BS, Biological Science, PhD, Experimental Pathology, University of Utah. Concentration, Immunology / Creative Nonfiction. Those go together. Immunology and Creative Nonfiction. Okay. His dog appears nightly at a local dinner theater. Okay, that's fantastic. Joint appointments in the departments of English and Microbiology, Immunology, and Pathology. So he teaches MIP. MIP, for those of you who don't know this, MIP is the abbreviation. If you go to a university or something, MIP is Microbiology, Immunology, and Pathology. Those most always go together, and so it will be called MIP, is how people will refer to it. So he's in the English department and the MIP department. Interesting. Okay. He is old. He's bald-headed, he's got a beard, he looks very beta. You can look him up. Here's from the back. I can't read this top one because there's a sticker over it. Callahan shows readers that rather something, 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 there have always been variants, and his book shatters our society's take on pink and blue. From The Advocate. Publishers Weekly says, Callahan does a good job of exploring intersex individuals who are neither male nor female and argues they need to be accepted for what they are, unquote, says Publishers Weekly. Once again, here's the problem is not that no one's accepting them for what they are. The problem is that they want special privileges. If you want to come to me and tell me that you have a penis but you think you're a woman, I don't give a shit. It's when you use the government to force me to do things to satisfy your emotional needs. That's the fucking problem. The problem is not that you have a dick, but you think you're a woman. I don't care. The problem is that you think other people should be forced to say specific words to you or not say specific words to you or provide you with your own personal bathroom or give you different privileges and fucking special fucking rights from everybody else and that should be paid for with my tax money. That's the problem, not your confusion about whether or not you're a boy or a girl. What makes someone a boy or a girl? Is it the external genitalia, chromosomes, DNA, environment, or some combination of these factors? Not even doctors or scientists are entirely clear. Okay, so then if doctors and scientists can't figure out what makes people a boy or a girl, how can they declare somebody's not a boy or not a girl? How can you say somebody is transsexual if you don't know what it is to be a boy or to be a girl? You can't. In order to declare that something is or is not red, you must be able to define redness. Okay? In order for me to say something is large or small, there must be defined, objective, measurable concepts of large and small so that I may then make declarations about whether X and Y and Z are in fact large or small. If doctors and scientists cannot figure out what makes someone a boy or a girl, then the doctors and scientists have no objective point of reference from which to declare someone is or is not a boy or a girl. I know this is really difficult. I'm standing here right now in my underwear figuring this out, scratching my ballsack, but people with PhDs just aren't smart enough to figure this shit out. That's why the podcast is called, say it with me, Stating the Obvious. Because that's all I'm doing. I'm standing here stating the fucking obvious. This is obvious to anyone with more than 7 brain cells. By the way, you can send me email at God, it's dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. I won't necessarily reply to the email, but I will eventually get around to responding to you here on the podcast at the very least. And I got a question today on the website about starting a website, and I will answer that. I'll also respond to you on the website when I approve your comment, because it's your first comment, so it was held. I will approve your comment and get back to you. Anyway, here, let's keep going. What is clear? Now remember, the doctors and the scientists, they're not clear on what is a boy or a girl. They don't know. They can't figure this out. But here's what is clear. What is clear is that sex is not girl/boy or XX/XY. Switching between two poles like an on-off switch on a radio. Rather, sex is like the bass and treble knobs on that radio. In this eye-opening exploration of the science of sex, Gerald N. Callahan, PhD, he's got to add in the PhD in the blurb, right? This is, once again, the more people reference their fucking diplomas, like there's a person I know, she signs her fucking email as Dr. Smith. Her name's not really Smith, but she always, Dr., because she has a PhD in fucking psychiatry. Or psychiatry, or some fucking head shrink thing. And she's always, I'm a doctor. No, you're an idiot. That's why you have to keep reminding everybody that you're a doctor. Gerald N. Callahan, PhD, challenges our notion of two opposite sexes. Human sex is more than it appears to be. Using a brief history of sex from the ancient Greeks to the geneticist of the 20th century, he shows us how our understanding of the sexual development of human beings is constantly evolving. By sharing the extraordinary stories of people living with intersex conditions, such as hermaphroditism, Klinefelter syndrome, and androgen insensitivity syndrome. I don't even know what the fuck that is. Between XX and XY reveals that the path of sexual development is as varied as humans themselves. In other words, everybody has their own unique gender. There's no such thing as boys and girls. See, this was created by the patriarchy to oppress. All right, hang on. I gotta find out what this is. androgen insensitivity syndrome is when a person who is genetically male, who has one X and one Y chromosome, is resistant to male hormones. As a result, the person has some or all of the physical traits of a woman, but the genetic makeup of a man. Okay, so in other words, it's someone whose biology is messed up. Notice that what he's doing, well, see, there's no such thing as men and women because of hermaphrodites and Klinefelter syndrome and androgen insensitivity. Okay, so yes, there are people whose bodies are physically defective. That doesn't mean there's no such thing as male and female. That means there are some people whose bodies have been damaged. This is the most, I'm serious, guys. I don't even know how to respond to something this stupid. This is like if you have one person falls down and breaks their arm, and then you say, see, not everybody's bones are unbroken. Because there's one person whose arm is broken. No, so you can find this 0.0001% of the population that have chromosomal defects and DNA defects and stuff that make them not what we would typically call man or woman. That doesn't mean men and women don't exist. It means that a small segment of the population is physically damaged, and not because they're bad people. You get the DNA that you got. This is not a judgment on these people. If you have a fucking genetic disease, you have a genetic disease. This doesn't make you a bad person. Now, probably you will become a bad person. You will become a parasite. You will become a liberal Democrat. You will become a GLBTKKKer. You will hate white people. You will hate heterosexual white men because you're different from everybody else, you'll be seeking more than even normal acceptance, and the people who will want to use you, and I do mean use you, who want to manipulate you and make you into a poster child, will be the left. And they will come to you and tell you how you're abused and mistreated and how white men hate you and only they care about you. And they will pull you in and they will indoctrinate you with their beliefs of hatred for freedom and hatred for capitalism and hatred for white people. And they will fuck you up in the head. And that's what will stem from you having a genetic defect if you don't happen to also have intelligence. But these people are not bad people because they have a genetic defect. They're bad people because they have chosen to be leftist. Because they have chosen to be parasites. Because they have chosen to whine, cry, snivel, and moan their way through life, whining about microaggressions and patriarchy. Okay, so then I opened the book and started reading. Now, we're not talking about the whole book. This is it. There's going to be one podcast on this book because my life is short. I want to play some video games. I'm going to go out tomorrow. I want to fucking look at some girls. I might even talk to one or two of them. I know, you virgin toes. Yes, I might speak to a woman. It's terrifying. I don't have time to read a book that's going to be this fucking stupid. But I opened it and started reading, and I said, I have to read this on the podcast. Here we go. And there might be more, but we got to get through this one story. Thinking inside the box. It isn't only in India and among the native North Americans that such people walk. Not men, the such people are not men. See, they're not, just shut up and read. Not men live among the Muslims of Oman, where they are called Zaniths. Among the people of Brazil, they are known as the Transvesti, Viado, and Biaches. That's what it says. B-I-C-H-A-S. Biaches? Bitches? Biches? I don't know. I don't care. I'm not even concerned with pronouncing these words right. Among the Hawaiians and the Tahitians, they are the Mauvi. In Thailand, they are called the Kathuthi. And in the Philippines, they are the Hakka. It is likely that there are many other peoples in other places who similarly fall outside of our definitions of men and women. Yes, they're called homosexuals. There are things called effeminate men. And, oh, but look, see, in other cultures, they have different names for them. Okay, that doesn't, quote-unquote, prove anything about sexuality. The fact that in the United States we call a homosexual, but the Muslims call them zaniths, and in Brazil they call them transvesti. Okay, that's linguistic. That has nothing to do with science. Calling something by a word doesn't mean there's no such thing as male and female. This is not science. This is linguistics. If I call my computer screen a Jabberwocky, it's still a computer screen. It doesn't magically become a Jabberwocky because I've called it some different words. This is not science. This is feelings. The simplest explanation for these people might be that they are simply men or women with significant identity issues, or that they are simply homosexuals. Yes, they are mentally ill, and they are homosexuals. Yes. What would we have found if we had just lifted the dress of the finds them and kills them and peered between his legs? Likely we would have found ourselves dead. But even if we had survived, whatever we found would have been of no significance. We've already seen that the genitals can be a poor measure of a person's sex, and so can any other criterion we might choose, chromosomal or hormones, or and on and on. Okay, wait a minute. If any criteria we choose to be a measure of a person's sex is a poor criteria for measuring a person's sex, well, wouldn't a person's feelings about what sex they are also be a criteria that someone is choosing as a measure of their own sex? And if all criterias which are used to measure sex are poor criterias, then wouldn't your feelings about what sex you are also be a poor criteria, and thus your notion that you are neither male nor female, that you're sapiosexual or fucking asexual or non-gendered or non-binary or fluid, wouldn't that be a poor criteria by which to decide your sex just like everything else? Once again, for you to stand here and make declarations that there are fucking more different sexes or genders or whatever you want to call them than male and female, you have to have some solid criteria by which to make that statement. If you sit here and say there are no criteria by which we can determine if someone is a male or a female, then there are no criteria by which you can say someone is not a male or a female. Even if we wished to explain all the ambiguity away as some simple sort of genetic mutation, we have to ask ourselves, why does that mutation keep popping up? Well, the mutation keeps popping up because a lot of people are having sex, and when you have that many people reproducing, and when you have something that can be flawed as often as genetics can be, you're going to have errors pop up. I mean, this is a person with a PhD in MIP. And he can't figure this out. Why does it appear in so many societies? Okay, because genetic mutations are something that happen to the human species. They don't only happen in one society. Like, all humans have sex by shooting sperm cells at egg cells. When the sperm and the egg come together and unite, the DNA mixes. When the DNA is fucking mixing, there's an opportunity for errors to creep into the process. That is universal to all humans. That's why you have these genetic mistakes across all societies. This is a PhD. This is someone with a P-fucking-H-D in MIP, which is part of the STEM, which some people like Aaron Clary would tell you is a good diploma. But this just goes to show, even if you major in STEM, if you're a fucking idiot, that's not going to help you. Generally, these people aren't reproductive. Biologically, that should be a death knell for their genes. But the people and their genes don't go away. Perhaps all of us are essential in ways we have not yet imagined. See, that's a setup. Well, see, pedophiles are important. They're essential in a way we don't understand. No, people and their genes do go away. If you don't reproduce, your genes go away. Just because you have an era that comes up over and over, that doesn't mean that these people are essential. People get cancer. That doesn't mean that people who get cancer are essential in some magical, mythological way. See, there's this drive here to make these people who can't figure out if they're boys or girls, they're not mentally ill, they're special. They're better than the rest of us. They're essential in ways that we just can't imagine because we're heterosexual white men who work for a living and like girls. We're just not capable of imagining how valuable to society and how essential to the human species a grown man, a 40-year-old man who thinks he's an 8-year-old girl really is. See, we just can't figure this out because we're stupid. At least some of those who know the Nalada, Hiraja, and Alaha, those who have seen them with other eyes, have great respect for them and their spiritual powers. Okay, PhD in MIP. Great respect for them and their spiritual powers. You see, if you're confused about whether you're a boy or a girl, according to a man with PhD, you have spiritual powers. Remember, these are the same people who believe in global warming. I believe in science. I watched Bill Nye, the science guy, and he said global warming is real and doing butt stuff is part of evolution. Those who know them through other eyes don't see what we see. Don't feel the need to trivialize them somehow and squeeze the spread of human beings in the vice of our words. Squeeze the spread of human beings in the vice of our words. What? I mean, hang on. Skipping ahead. Okay. Men, not men, among the natives of North America. The Hajara of India are not the only people who fall outside of our easy sexual dualism. The same is true for some North American natives. The recently arrived Europeans called these people Berdachi, a bastardization of the Arabic word meaning prostitute. These Native Americans are not prostitutes, so the word Berdachi is a poor fit and in many ways insulting. What we have in the United States right now is not capitalism. So, but that doesn't stop you from calling it capitalism, does it? But because of language differences among native peoples and confusion among non-native peoples, there is no other title that people agree on. A word that has gained some popularity is the name Two-Spirit, But there are problems with this term as well. Coined around 1999, the word was actually invented by urban gay and lesbian Native Americans. Liberals looking for attention. The term has sometimes been co-opted to include the Bairdachi. This seems inappropriate for at least two reasons. First, there is some evidence that gay and lesbian Native Americans coined the word to distance themselves from the Bairdachi. So isn't that like transphobic or something? Because the Bairdachi are like the transphobes. Not the transphobes, the trannies. So if you're trying to distance yourself from the trannies, isn't that transphobic? But these are Native Americans, right? They're pure, they're innocent, they're virginal. They lived as one with the land. They never polluted anything. Like when they built a fire, there was no smoke created by the fire. When they exhale, carbon dioxide doesn't come out because carbon dioxide contributes to global warming, right? They never created any trash or pollution whatsoever because there are these pure, virginal woodland spirits. They're beyond human. They are so far beyond human. Secondly, the trannies are neither gay nor lesbian. Where it says Bairdachi, I'm just going to use the word tranny from now on because I'm going to call things what they are. That's the first rule of philosophy, is you call things what they are. That doesn't seem to fit with the way the trannies see themselves. Trannies have also been described as homosexuals because they do at times have receptive sex with men. But the term homosexual has no meaning within the culture of the trannies. Women have receptive sex with men. They're not called homosexuals. Somebody is not a homosexual because they have receptive sex with a man. Somebody is a homosexual because they are a man having receptive sex with a man. Native American men having sex with a tranny do not consider this a homosexual act because trannies are not considered men. Well, that's convenient. Europeans also called the trannies transvestites and hermaphrodites, and neither of those terms is accurate either. Yes, it is. Because here's the thing. You'll notice that at no point here have we actually defined what these hergies, these trannies, whatever they are. There's no definition of what these are. It's just starting off talking about, well, they're not men. Okay, what distinguishes them from men? This is supposed to be a scientific book. There's nothing in here I found yet telling me how or why these not men are different. In what way are they not men? Like if you say, well, they have a vagina. Okay, that's a woman. They have a vagina and a penis. Okay, that's a hermaphrodite. They don't have a vagina or a penis. Okay, that's something else, but that's still not a not man. They have penises, as far as I can tell. Notice how there's no fucking details. It's just words. Can you tell me something about the genetics of these hergi, these Bairdachi, these fucking not men that you're talking about? Do you have any science? Do you have any objective information? No, the words vary from tribe to tribe. And the words are different. I'm not asking you about the words. I want some science. Where's Bill Nye to explain butt stuff to us? The Europeans also called the trannies transvestites and hermaphrodites, and neither of those terms is accurate either. Although the author is not going to tell us why those terms are not accurate, the author will simply say they're not accurate and start talking about linguistics. The problem with English and French, not to mention all the other European languages. So now we're about to learn the problem with all the European languages. Are we ready? We're going to hear what the problem is with European languages. Oh, we are getting so fucking enlightened. I am feeling so enlightened right now. I'm about to find out this is what it says, the problem with English and French, not to mention all, A-L-L, all the other European languages, is that those languages were born of cultures that saw the world differently from indigenous North Americans. You see, that's the problem with our language. Our language came from a culture that didn't have the exact same worldview of that of the pure, pristine, virginal, native North Americans. And because of that, you and I, we're racist, sexist, and homophobic. We're transphobic, we're rapist, we're murderers, we're child molesters, except, of course, that pedophilia is now being normalized. I'm going to wait to see how that fucking plays out when being a pedophile is something to be celebrated. But see, we're terrible because we have a different worldview than Native Americans. The names for these people vary from tribe to tribe, as do their cultural roles and their lives. Among the Navajo, these not men are called Nadichi, otherwise known as trannies, and the Mohav call them Aliha, otherwise known as trannies. In other tribes, they are absent altogether. Yes, because in other tribes, they probably get killed off, because everyone else looks at them and goes, okay, this person's mentally ill. We don't want this person to reproduce. We're going to kill them. And even though there are dramatic differences in behavior and the roles of the trannies between tribes, there are many similarities. All cross-dress to some extent. But they're not trannies. They're all cross-dressers, but they're definitely not trannies. All take up the occupations of the other sex. Okay, first of all, there should not be occupations that are gender specific because that violates laws and that's discrimination. You need to have 50% men and 50% women in every gender. So what you're telling me is that the Native Americans have occupations that are gender specific. That's sexist. And there need to be laws against that. Okay, so they all... Where'd it go? I'm losing my place. They all take up occupations of the other sex, but they're not trannies. Now remember, so far, none of this is biological. Cross-dressing is not biological. That's not a biological function. Taking up the occupation of the other sex, that's not biological. That's a choice. Cross-dressing is a choice. All have sex with men, but not exclusively. Now wait, hold on. All of them have sex with men, but not exclusively. So in other words, they're trannies. Some of them have sex with men, and some of them have sex with men and women. So they're homosexuals or they're bisexuals. All use special language. I don't know what to do with that either. That's like, okay, there's all these people running around talking about microaggressions. They're using a special language that only special people understand. That's not biological. Choosing to have sex with men or having sex with men and women, that's not biological. Biological is what color your skin is, what color your hair is, what color your eyes are, how tall you are. That's biological, that's genetic. These are all choices. And they are all, or once were, using a special language. That's not biological. That doesn't mean you're a different gender. None of this means that you are some special gender. Right now, I'm standing here, I have a fucking cock. If I cross-dress, if I have sex with another man, if I start doing a woman's job, like I get a job as, what are women good at? Women shouldn't have jobs, so that's kind of a problem. Okay, so if I cross-dress, I become a housewife, I have sex with men, and I make up my own language, I'm still a man. None of that changes my biology. This is all behavioral. This is all choices. And they are all, or once were, recognized as having spiritual power. They're trannies. They do not have spiritual power. They are mentally ill. They are confused. They want attention. Some combination of those. Maybe some other stuff. They may have chemical imbalances in their brain. They may have genetic damage. They may have broken DNA. They do not, under any fucking circumstances, have spiritual power. I do not care if you believe in global warming. I do not care if Bill Nye told you that butt stuff is evolution. There is no evolution happening via butt stuff. DNA does not get passed on via butt stuff. And trannies do not have spiritual power. How many times do I have to remind you these are the same people who believe in global warming and claim it's not a religion? This is a man, I'm using the term man loosely, with a PhD in MIP who claims that trannies have spiritual powers. Most often, the boys who will become non-men manifest themselves in childhood by their fascination with the things and ways of women. Interestingly, in most tribes where there are trannies, there are also women who are not women. Imagine that. Did you know that other groups of humans have homosexuals just like all the others? Yes. There's some homosexual men and some homosexual women. You can call them not men and not women all you want. They're just homosexuals. And like the boys, these women usually identify themselves in childhood by their fascination with weapons and horses. So the Navajo, we're going to get our scientific wisdom is now coming from the Navajos. Okay, let's hear about the Navajos. So the Navajo recognize four sex gender variations. Men, women, female-bodied transvestites, and male-bodied transvestites. Well, I mean, if the Navajo think it's true, they have a long history of scientific reasoning in their culture. God, who are we to question the Navajo? Sex between male trannies and men, or between female trannies and women, is accepted by the Navajo as a normal form of behavior. Oh, and thus, see, we should accept it as normal. Now, in Muslim countries, killing a woman because she was raped because she left the house by herself without a male escort is considered normal. I think we should adapt to that here in Western civilization. If women go outside unescorted, then they should be stoned to death. It's perfectly normal in these other cultures. You know, cultures where people shit in the streets and piss on themselves and shit in the same river they drink from. Why, yes, let's do that here in Western civilization, because Western civilization has clearly not contributed anything to the human species other than all the technology you use to whine about how you're being microaggressed against. However, there are strong taboos against sex between two men, two women, two female trannies, or two male trannies. Not men are in fact not men, and not women are something beyond other females. See, the not men, they're just not men, but the not women, oh, they're even beyond the mere female. Oh no, they are so far beyond females. The social roles of these people can be extremely complex. One remarkable example of this, this is what I read when I first opened the book. This is why we're here. One of the most remarkable examples of this happens when the trannies of the Mohave in... What? Oh, happens with the trannies of the Mohave Indians. The following description relies heavily on information in the book Gender Diversity by Sierna Nada. So in other words, he read this in another book and he's copying and pasting. He hasn't actually verified any of this. That's what that means when it says relies heavily on information in the book Gender Diversity. What that means is I read it in another book and made no attempt to verify that this is accurate. So now we're going to read this and you decide, is this something people really do or is somebody getting trolled? Trannies, though they have penises and testicles, do not see themselves as men. Skid, it does not matter how you see yourself. I can stand here right now in my boxer shorts and see myself as an attack helicopter all day long. I'm still not an attack helicopter. I still like girls. And even during sex, they ignore their erect penises and expect their partners to do the same. As trannies reach adulthood, they actively seek husbands. Once a tranny finds and marries a man, she, it, the tranny, begins to simulate menstruation. Now remember, these are not, this is all biological. There's no mental illness here whatsoever. This is biological. This is science. She does this by cutting herself between her legs with a sharp stick or stone. Self-mutilation is completely normal. This is not a sign of mental illness. Not a bit of it, no. Her husbands and her friends treat the tranny just as they treat any other Mohave girl who has entered puberty and menstruated for the first time. So in other words, the tranny cuts itself between the legs, engages in self-mutilation, and then gets positive attention from the people around it. Gosh, I can't figure out. Guys, does this not already sound... I'm serious. Is this guy being trolled, or do you really think there's people who are this messed up in the head? Not just the people, but the society. Well, then again, we live in a society where if a man came out and cut himself between the legs and said he was menstruating, he would be celebrated on college campuses. All right, I take it back. There are societies that are this broken. I just sort of figured out that I live in one right now. As the marriage continues, about once a month, the tranny cuts herself and bleeds. But after a time without children, some husbands of trannies threaten them with divorce because children are important to the Mohave. Okay, a man married another man and now is threatening the man with divorce because the man is not getting pregnant. This is the intelligence level of these people. This is what we, Western civilization, we're supposed to take this serious. This is being presented as an argument as to why there's no such thing as two genders. Because Mohave Indians have psychological illnesses. Because there are men among the Mohave tribe who are baffled that they can't get other men pregnant by having butt sex with them. I can't make this. This I can't make this up. This would be funnier if it wasn't so fucking sick. This would be funnier if people on college, I use the term people loosely, people on college campuses across the United States of America were not reading this and thinking, oh, this is so enlightened. Oh, they're so wonderful. If only we had this in our civilization. If only men in our society could be celebrated for menstruating the way they are in the Mohav culture. Oh, we're not done yet. You say to yourself, great one, it can't get better than that, can it? Oh, it gets better. After a time without children, some husbands of trannies threaten them with divorce because children are important in the Mohave. When this happens, the tranny stops cutting herself and bleeding, and it begins to observe all of the tribal taboos that surround pregnancy. Then it publicly announces its pregnancy, something most Mohav women never do. The tranny, now that it's finished mutilating itself, announces to everyone that it is pregnant, despite the fact that it is biologically impossible for a man to get pregnant. And yet, for a left-wing statist, this is science. This is evidence that there's more than two genders. I have to keep driving that home. This is mental illness. When a man announces he is pregnant, it's either trolling or it's mental illness. There are no other options. For the next months, the tranny stuffs increasingly larger rags into her skirt to simulate her belly, its belly, swelling up with a baby. But this isn't mentally ill. This is completely normal. This is a different gender. This is a being with mystical powers. Then, at about 9 months, it begins to drink a tea that will constipate it. That goes on for a few days until its stomach pains become so severe that they are, just like labor pains, apparent to everyone, and she can no longer stand them. Then it goes into the trees and bushes, digs a hole, and in the same position as a Mohav woman giving birth, the tranny defecates into the hole. She and others treat her feces as they would a stillborn child and bury them. I can't make this up. A man takes a shit and pretends it is a stillborn fetus. And everybody in the society around him pretends it's a stillborn fetus. Now, what's fascinating to me is that for these people, they shit and pretend it's a baby. Here in the United States, we have actual babies that we pull out with a vacuum cleaner and flush them down the toilet like they're shit. Tell me this doesn't sound exactly like something that would happen on a college campus. A tranny pretending to be pregnant, taking a shit, and then pretending it's a stillborn baby. And you could see all the little college students flocking around going, oh, we're so sorry about your baby was stillborn. Oh, it's so tragic. The The tranny and its husband cut their hair and descend into a period of deep mourning, just as Mohawk couples who have lost children do. And the tranny has saved her relationship with her husband. How do you respond to this? How? When you look at the insanity on the college campuses and you think nothing like this has ever happened in the history of the human species, apparently it has. How do you even respond to someone who thinks that a man cutting himself between the legs and pretending he's menstruating and then pretending he's pregnant and sticking rags under his shirt and then taking a shit and pretending it's a baby, and a society in which all the people around pretend that this shit is actually a baby. How do you look at that and have any hope whatsoever? Hope. Not a process. Hope is not a process. How do you look at that? And first, as a sane person, how do you look at that and even think that the human species deserves to live? And when you look at the leftists who look at that and they go, see, there's no such thing as gender. Male and female, it's just a social construct. None of that is genetic. None of that is science. None of that is biology. That is pure behavior. The only aspect of this that might be biology is that there could be chemical imbalances in the brain that cause this person to be that insane. But the idea that you find these bizarre, off-the-wall examples of insane behavior, and from that you extrapolate what is normal. If there's no such thing as male and female because there's this small number of men among the Mohave Indians who are pretending to be women, okay, there's a lot more men who rape women, so doesn't that mean there's no such thing as rape? How do you take this tiny group of people and decide that somehow or another that tells us something about the human species as a whole? There's this guy over here who's cutting himself between his legs and thinks he's menstruating. Therefore, there's no such thing as male and female. That is a grand fucking leap to make. And that kind of leap can only be made by somebody who believes in global warming. It's just a-